All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the writing is on the wall that we are set up to have a messy divorce between wide receiver Martavis Bryant and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, after previously denying that he wanted to be traded, Bryant has let his views be expressed on social media that he is unhappy with his current role in the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Now, Bryant was a fourth-round pick of the Steelers in 2014, and this guy has a ton of talent. You look at what he was able to do as a rookie for the Steelers, as in just 10 games, he had 26 receptions for 549 yards and 8 TDs, including a 94-yard touchdown grab. In 2015, in just 11 games, Bryant had 50 receptions for 765 yards or 6 TDs, which included an 88-yard touchdown grab. He was suspended for a portion of the 2015 NFL season as a result of a positive test for marijuana, and subsequently he missed the entire 2016 season because of that. Now, Bryant was reinstated by the NFL this year, and in 7 games for the Steelers, he has 18 receptions for 234 yards with 1 touchdown grab. Now, of course, Pittsburgh's go-to guy in their passing game is going to be Antonio Brown. And then you look at the emergence of second-round pick Juju Smith-Schuster for the Steelers receiving core. And it's easy to make Martavis Bryant, rather, the forgotten guy. I mean, you also look at it. Pittsburgh, in their passing game, they throw a lot to running back Le'Veon Bell. And in their recent games, Le'Veon Bell has seen a heavy workload. I mean, you just look at this prior Sunday's victory versus the Cincinnati Bengals, where Le'Veon Bell, rather, had 35 carries. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Steelers have immense talent in their passing game, but this team is at its best when they are running the football effectively with Le'Veon Bell and building off of that. Now, for Bryant, you look at it like this. You want to be the guy. It's not going to happen in Pittsburgh. And I'll tell you like this, if you're the Steelers, with that trade deadline coming up at the end of the month in the NFL, you want to trade this guy because you look at the Steelers. They're 5-2 right now. They're tied with the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs for the top spot in the AFC. You've already defeated the Chiefs in Kansas City. You have the meeting with the Pats coming up, and that game could decide who gets home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs this year. You look at Pittsburgh and how close that they've been in recent years in regards to getting back to the Super Bowl, and this is it, because I really think this is it for Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback. I think he retires after this season. So right now, it's all in for the Steelers. And the last thing that you can afford to have are any distractions. And what's going on with Martavis Bryant is a distraction, because right now, it is not for the best benefit of the team. He's worried about putting up his stats because he's looking to get paid. And these guys are trying to win. And typically, the teams in the NFL that do win don't have me-type guys who are blasting themselves on social media as far as getting the ball or even going to the press and talking about they need to get the ball. I mean, Pittsburgh has dealt with unhappy players in the past. We saw what they did a few years ago when they traded Santonio Holmes, who was a phenomenal wide receiver for them and a Super Bowl MVP. But the bottom line is he did not fit into their mold, and he was traded to the New York Jets. So it's a situation for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they will trade him, because the bottom line is the Steelers are bigger than Martavis Bryant, and the bottom line is you are not going to win with the me-type guys. Now, I mean, they can deal with it, I think, with Antonio Brown, because he's been critical in the past as far as getting his touches, but the talent of Antonio Brown is on a different level than that of Martavis Bryant. And what I think happens if you're the Steelers and your head coach, Mike Tomlin, I think they try to trade this guy before the trade deadline. I look at some potential suitors. You look at the Washington Redskins that need some wide receiver help for quarterback Kirk Cousins. You look at the Cleveland Browns, and the only reason I bring them up, yes, the Browns are in the same division with the Steelers. The Browns are not going anywhere, but it's kind of like a punishment. You saw what the Patriots did last year in sending outside linebacker Jamie Collins there. This is a punishment to let you know what, you had it good, and it could be a lot worse for you, and if you get traded to the Browns, it is. I look at the Carolina Panthers. They need help in their passing game as well, but at the same time, their owner, Jerry Richardson, is a no-nonsense guy. And finally, the Seattle Seahawks. I think they have a locker room which is good enough to bring in a guy like Martavis Bryant, but the bottom line is he still has to fit into their team mode. So there really aren't a lot of options out there for Martavis Bryant going forward, at least this year, because the bottom line is you are skating on thin ice. I mean, you've shown that you can't be a guy that can be trusted because you've been out of football for so long due to the fact that you could not discipline yourself enough to get away from the marijuana. And now you're seeking the world. And it simply does not work like that. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have stood by you. They did not have to bring you back after your suspension. They could have moved on from you. They brought you back, and it's a trust factor. And I think this is something that Martavis Bryant has yet to figure out for himself. So I think at this point, the bottom line is there needs to be a separation from the Steelers and Martavis Bryant, because where the Steelers are trying to go, the last thing that they can have is this cloud hanging over them for the coming weeks. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 8 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.